Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
Roll free record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, everybody. Happy Labor Day. Welcome to the Super Talk Eagle Hour, a labor of love here for Devo Mixon and I. That's why we're here on a holiday. We're glad you're with us, too. Good to be back in the studio, the Southern Bancorp studio, after a long week of being on the road. Want to thank Southern Bancorp for all they do to support our program and for Southern Miss. Opening segment of the show is sponsored today by Dickie's Barbecue Pit, which would be a great place to call tomorrow to cater this weekend. You'll be happy if you did. Dickie's Barbecue, great, great source of catering for all the upcoming home football games. All right, one is in the belt. Southern Miss loses to Mississippi State by a score of 34-17. Devo Mixon covers the game, of course, from back to start. And going to have some sound bites here in just a minute. But Demon, let me give you my quick observation. I want to hear your thoughts. I thought first half Southern Miss, very competitive. And if you state, Mississippi State made some mistakes, of course. Hear that better now?
How about there we that? Go. Gotcha.
Okay. We're doing some mechanical adjusting here.
Sorry.
Demon couldn't hear me. Mississippi State made a couple of mistakes, some points taken off the board. But overall, I thought the Golden Eagles were really competitive. And I think anybody that's watched the team for the last 3 or 4 years could see a marked difference athletically, coaching every aspect of the game. So kudos to the Golden Eagles, who really gave it their all in the first half. Third quarter, different story. Mississippi State, 10 first downs to 1 for USM, 63 yards rushing to 9 for the Golden Eagles, 131 yards passing to 16 for the Golden Eagles. 29 plays for the Bulldogs in the third quarter for 129 yards of offense and 21 points. The Golden Eagles just 13 plays and 25 yards. Dima, I think everything that we talk about regarding the split between the Power Five and the Group of Five was on display Saturday. You have what I think is going to be a very competitive Sun Belt team in Southern Miss. I really believe 6-7, maybe even more wins after watching them play. But in the end, you're playing a Power Five school with lots of money, much bigger physically, much bigger and stronger, I'm trying to say. And that's where we are today. And I think all things considered, the Golden Eagles did about as good as they could be expected to do.
No doubt. I was really, really surprised to see Southern Miss battle the way they did. You know, all week I talked about the offensive line battling that Mississippi State defensive front. And I believe they only gave up one sack, which is kudos to them. And that's going to be really important because they're only going to get better. This is only week one. It's not like they're going to take a step back or anything. They're only going to get better. So I think that's really encouraging for Southern Miss fans on the offensive line. The defensive line got really good pressure. They were in Chapin's face a lot, especially in the beginning of the game. But like you said, the third quarter, you could really tell that Mississippi State just started ramming the ball up their throats. You mentioned it with the rushing yards. They were able to get some separation on with the corners, with their receivers, and then they just kept rotating in more and more offensive linemen.
Yeah, tell our listeners what you told me in my office about what you saw.
Yeah, so I'm always on the field watching warm-ups at Southern Miss games, and so I walked down to Mississippi State sideline, and I was watching Southern Miss warm up, and I was like, man, now, this is different than last year. There's no doubt about that. So I walked down to Mississippi State sideline, and I watched the first five offensive linemen, you know, do their normal warm-ups or stuff. And I was like, man, those guys are big. And then here comes another five offensive linemen. I was like, dang, those guys are big. And then came in a third group of offensive linemen, and I was those guys are just as big as the first. So, you know, that's where, you know, it's just depth. But, you know, I don't think there's anything to be mad about. I mean, Southern Miss battled. They were in that game. A few things could have gone their way to change the outcome. But, I mean, when you think about it from last year to this year, last year was 31-0 against Kentucky at halftime. You know,
exactly.
This year, 13-10 against State at home. It's a clear, stark difference. Now you can put that game behind you. That's going to be the toughest team you play all season. You got Jackson State this week. And I think, Bob, a pivotal game next weekend. You don't want to look back past Jackson State, of course, but next weekend against App State, that's going to define the season.
1,000%. I could not agree with you more. All right, I think you got some sound. You introduce what you want to air and let our listeners hear what you heard in the locker room Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, so this was Charles Huff, kind of his opening statement after Saturday's decision.
Obviously not the result we want, but it showed where we can be. We showed what it will look like when we get back to the top. Not enough plays made throughout the game to beat a really good team. Hats off to Mississippi State and their staff, players, played a really good game. I thought we battled in the first half. Knew it was going to be a game where if we didn't make enough plays early, they would probably be able to wear us down a little bit, which started to happen in the second half. Missed some opportunities to kind of change momentum and get them out of kind of some of the things that they wanted to do. Got to coach better. Got to get our kids in better position. Disappointed with the result because we want to win every day, but encouraged by what I found out about our team today. And we go back to work tomorrow as if we'd have won the game by 100. But great opportunity to learn. I just told the guys in the locker room, sometimes you learn the most in failure, and I get it. I understand. The fan base has been in this position way too long. But trust the process. We will be fine. We'll be fine. We got to continue to stay healthy. We got to continue to bring some guys along. But the first half, I thought we probably played with, an SEC school was probably about as good as anybody in the country. Obviously, you play two halves, so we got to learn how to finish. Got to put our guys in better position in the second half when we start to wear down. So with that, open up.
So, Bob, what did you think about that? He said, we played with an SEC school for the first half, about as good as you can ask. But he also said, I learned a lot about my team, and I'm proud of what I saw from my team.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more with that. I think that's a perfect summary of what I witnessed as well. I'm one of those guys, Adema, that for many, many years just tried to fight it about the SEC. They're not better. They're not better than everybody. But when it comes to college football, the SEC is the bell cow. And you look at a team like Mississippi State, a middle of the pack, maybe even lower SEC football team. And from a physical standpoint, it's just a mismatch.
No doubt. And I was going to, and I know we'll get into games across the country later in the show, but one thing I was looking at was, let's just take two games that the Sun Belt played against a Power 5 opponent. Especially, so Georgia State went to Ole Miss. The final score was 63-7. That game wasn't even remotely close.
Right.
And then I just lost it. Pardon me. Virginia, so Coastal Carolina played at Virginia. So lower end Virginia of a Power 5 conference like the ACC, 48-7. Virginia over Coastal
Correct.
Carolina.
And then Georgia.
And Marshall, destroyed Georgia. Of course, that's a top-tier elite program in Georgia. But Southern Miss was in that game longer than any other Sun Belt opponent. There's no doubt about that. And, some things could have gone wrong from a state, and it could have flipped the game. But I think there was an opportunity. The first interception, when Michael Montgomery intercepted Blake Chapin inside the 30, very beginning of the game, Southern Miss only got a field goal out of that.
Right.
That, to me, was the telltale. They have to convert there to have a chance to win the game. They got a field goal out of it. Of course, Mississippi State went on a run later in the game. But I think if they could have scored there, maybe get some momentum earlier, it could have been a different outcome. But, again, it's something that you just put behind you. You learn from it. You saw good things. There were some bad things. I thought the run game needed to get better. Of course, you're going up against a solid SEC front, but it really didn't look like they had really any penetration.
No, I think Mississippi State is a great comparison to the opening of last year.
No doubt.
Mississippi State and Kentucky are pretty equivalent when it comes to NFL. I mean, to SEC football teams, and it was 31-0 at halftime.
Yeah,
if
they called
the second half, it might have been 80-0 last year, and completely different ball. And even in the fourth quarter, and I do get that. State kind of backed off some of the four, started playing a lot of players. But you take out the one quarter, and really the Golden Eagles were as competitive, I think, as we could have hoped they would be against Mississippi State. So from a fan's perspective, I don't see how you're not encouraged, and I don't see how you couldn't see the difference in this Charles Huff football team and what we've had the last three or four years.
Yeah, on Twitter, I graded the performance as a B. Just an overall performance for the whole team was just a B. I think it was a solid B. It could have been better, but it wasn't horrible. You know, so that's kind of where I graded it. A lot of the fan base had lower than that, actually, which, of course, it's hard to gauge anything that people say on social media for this fan base. But,
that's for sure.
But I do think the overall perception of the fans was positive. And listen, you're playing Jackson State this week. It's going to be another great atmosphere, and you can easily get this bad taste out of your mouth.
Yep.
But again, Bob, I think the whole season comes down to next week against App State.
1,000%. I could not agree more. Still to come in the show, we're going to hear from Braylon Braxton a little later in the program. Marshawn Kenny's about to join us. He's filling in for our good friend Lee Roberts, so he gets back as our football analyst. And then we'll be back on the job tomorrow. Dima will. He'll be at Media Day, going to get some good sound bites for us from some players and some coaches, and we'll be bringing that to you as we count down now to game number two. It's hard to believe, Dima.
Yeah.
Football season's underway.
It was awesome. It was a great weekend.
It was fun at the Rock. There's no question. We'll be back with the great Marshawn Kenny next.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans, TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better faster.
Southern Miss to the top.
To the top.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Glad you're with us. Glad to be back in the studio. This segment sponsored by our good buddies at Eagle Tire West. Former Southern Miss baseball star Matt Warren's out there, and he invites you to come see him and all the guys for premium Goodyear products, full-service auto and truck service at Eagle Tire West next to Smith Motor Company, Highway 98 West in Hattiesburg. Go see him if you're a Golden Eagle. That's where you need to do your tire business. And something good to eat, Mobe Beignet Company, 2902 Hardy Street. Facebook page, check them out. Find out what the topping of the month is, and the beignets are always good. I'm going to tell you, a guy that probably knows a thing or two about beignets would be Marshawn Kenny. Marshawn, have you ever had a beignet in your life?
Man, I've come out of Cafe Du Monde in Jackson Square with powdered sugar all over my face so many times, I lost count, brother.
All right, the next time you're here, Marshawn, I want to take you to Mobe Beignet. I want you to try those beignets if you haven't already.
Me and you, because I am a connoisseur of beignets, being a guy from that 504 area code, brother.
Let's go. All right, my good buddy Marshawn Kenny. I asked Marshawn to come on the show today and give us his breakdown. I appreciate you being back. I know we called you in on Friday. Now we're calling you back in for extra duty, Marshawn. But all right, let's start with the first half. Dima and I were just saying that if you're playing an SEC football team, and you know, you can love them, you can hate them, it doesn't matter. But the SEC is the SEC when it comes to football, and I thought the Golden Eagles really gave Mississippi State all they could want in the first half, Marshawn.
Oh, Bob, I tell you what, just to break things down, leaving the stadium, I was a little upset, angry. I'd be lying if I said otherwise, just for another loss. But I immediately thought about the first half. And there's no moral victory. There's none. I'm so over that stuff. But, man, you got something to build on with that first half. Because the best way I could put it is that it just felt normal being at the Rock again, going into halftime. You know, we got a chance to win. Everybody's high-fiving. And I tell you what, for that half, I tweeted it. You may have seen it on social media. That half, the Nasty Bunch was back, brother.
Yeah, Marshan,
I guess my thought is, you know, we talked a lot on Friday about offensive line and what they could, you know, their battle, what they had in front of them against Mississippi State. Only one sack, really played well, I thought, most of the game. You talked about something that you can build on. You know, the team is only going to get better, and there's a lot of bright side to that game on Saturday.
I tell you what, Bob, Demon knows football. I've said this for years. In the NFL draft, I know you want the flashy players, the quarterbacks, the running backs in the first round, but I don't know why picks 1 through 32 are not all linemen. I mean, if the guys up front can't do it, I mean, make the holes, protect the quarterback, you know, does it really matter what you got? So that's great you brought that up, because I want to see the O-line more than anything, and absolutely held up against what will be the most talented defensive line mm-hmm. we'll see all year.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was very impressed that we got a lot to build on and to protect Braylon. You know, him with a lot of time. My goodness, we'll see what he can do.
Yeah, and Braylon himself, I thought he was exactly what everybody thought he was going to be. He was able to stay in the pocket, but when he needed to get outside of the pocket, he was able to run. Man, there was so many times where he was scrambling with his feet and run and pick up 6 or 7 yards for a first down.
Yeah, if you ever, you know, you guys have met him in person. I've met him a couple times. And one thing great about him, he's just a solid guy. You know, he's just one of those dudes, like, you know, that's just a solid guy. And he's the same way in the pocket. You just want to see, I felt like stability at the quarterback position long time. And when he's under pressure, you know, when the play's over, no matter what happened, you can just tell he keeps his composure, ready for the next play. And you talk about tough as nails. Man, he will put his head down to run somebody over mm-hmm. when he needs to run.
Marshan, for those fans that maybe are too disappointed, or, you know, you read everything in the world on the internet, and I did read some criticism. Kind of put in perspective, though, because you played this game at a very high level. Put in perspective what the defensive team was up against in the third quarter in particular, when State just started leaning those 300-plus pounders on them every play and pounding the ball. And Dima said that he saw that they had literally three sets of offensive linemen that they rotated in and out of the game. It's just hard to hold up to that, isn't it, Marchant?
Oh, it is. And, you know, one thing, you know, that's amazing with $16 million to do to get you a new team. But that is what it is nowadays in college football. But,
right.
But you know, overall, you know, the second half, we talked about the first. I was like, the Nasty Bunch is back. The second half, to really break down the game, though, you know, those guys started wearing on us. What I did notice, I sit by the sidelines at the games about 10 rows up, is that the energy level wasn't where it needed to be. For whatever reason, they came out at halftime. There wasn't – I've always said, like, you need a to have somebody on the staff. I've always thought you hire as a pullback guy. He's the guy designed to pull that coach back, because you might run on the field. Players feed off of that. I just didn't see a lot of that kind of energy. And obviously defense feeds off of that. And I think a lot of that kind of added to that third quarter performance. I just wish I'd have seen a little bit more energy, which obviously defense just thrives off of. So I think that was a little bit of it. So I'm sure Coach Huff is going to work on that second half energy.
What do you think the team has to do now? I mean, I think everyone assumes that they'll win fairly easily Saturday. And if I'm wrong about that, you tell me, Marchant. But what do you have to do now to get the team where you want it to be heading into that App State game in particular?
Well, it's a mentality thing. The first thing first, and hopefully Coach Huff, well, actually, I know he has. He's got this instilled in the guys. Trust the process. Do everything right minute by minute, day by day, you know. And that's one thing. Just do things right, just like you were doing, and great things will come. You know, talking to the fans and the players, what I truly believe, whoever's listening to this, is that we just played the best team on the schedule. And I'm not saying, Bob and Dima, that we're going to go 11-1. I'm not saying that. But if you tell me, you look at the rest of the schedule, that we can't win every game, I'll call you crazy. I'm not saying we're going 11-1. Don't get me wrong. We just played the best team. For a half, looked like old Southern Miss football. I mean, we put these two halves together, we're going to be hell for the rest of the season. And they've got a lot to build on, be fired up about, because the schedule's so manageable. You saw Sunbelt scores, highlights, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. And, you know, maybe the best team actually is coming in 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. You know, their mm-hmm. Rock, App State, versus the OG Rock mm-hmm. in Hattiesburg. So that's going to be a hyped enough game. But
we've
got a lot to look forward to in the schedule, man. There's no telling what they can do if they put two halves of football together.
We were talking, Marchand, last segment about last year's Kentucky game, 31-0 at halftime. You know, if that team was playing on Saturday, I think that game would have been out of hand really quick, really early. And you saw on Saturday. Go ahead.
Absolutely. I'm sorry, Demon. I cut you off.
You're good.
I'm sorry, man.
Oh, best guy.
And what was kind of I was disgusted. Bob, you had me on a show last year. I was pretty much done with Southern Miss football, where it was headed at that point. Mm-hmm. You said be frank, and I was very frank. And getting to that Kentucky game, the mindset, the process building up that game, where you got kind of a head coach creating a vibe of it's a money game. You didn't hear that going into the Mississippi State game. It was a completely different vibe, and hence you got a different result. And, you know, wish we would have won, but it was winnable at halftime. And it's funny what mindset does for you, isn't it, going into games? You know, it's funny.
Yeah.
So we got a coach of the mindset. You know, it's just another game. It could be the number one team or the last ranked team. The process, that's what it's all about, the process. Just keep doing it. Good things will come.
Here's the game I would compare it to as well, Marchand, and it was ironically the last time Mississippi State played here. Dak Prescott was a senior. Ironically, Southern Miss is coming off a 1-11 year, won the last game of the season the year before, and got beat that night. But, boy, the first half was competitive, and I left the ball field that night thinking, ooh, this is different. Munkin is turning
Man,
this thing
are you
around.
In my mind, Bob, because I'm feeling some synergy here. I'm feeling synergy with
same
Demon.
Thing, right?
Angela and I, my wife breaks down these games. My son, Max, breaks down these games like nobody's business. And this is eerily familiar, the first three games of the season, what happened in 2015. And the end of that season, we were pretty dang pleased with Southern Miss football being back for that year. But that State game, they were unranked. You know, they had Dak. But it was first half, and then eventually they wore on us in the second half. But, mm-hmm. you know, came out feeling pretty good at that game. The next week, we played Austin Peay. This year, we play Jackson State, mm-hmm. the lower division team. They played Texas State. The third game of the season, we start our conference with Appalachian State. Finished 2-1 in 2015. It's just eerily familiar. Things are, you know, coming together like 2015 did, because Coach Huff can turn this thing around pretty fast, man.
I believe it was a similar score, right? Wasn't it 34-16?
Yeah.
34-16 in 2015.
Yeah. So. It's almost weird.
Think of the game, the vibe. Sure, there are different moments and stuff like that, but it's eerily similar.
Yeah.
You know?
No question. Marchand, thank you.
I will say this, though, you know, just to talk about the game, I'm always going to be frank. I'm not going to pull punches. But one thing I am disappointed in the game was the offensive play calling. I thought it was a little bit too conservative. I just thought we were very conservative. And I heard, I'm trying to be a voice what I hear from fans, and that's one thing I do agree with. And, you know, Blake Anderson, I think he's coming back with a high-powered game plan. But very, very disappointed with the conservative play calling. I will not lie.
All right, Marchand, thanks for stepping in, my friend. Look forward to talking to you again really soon.
Always, gentlemen. Southern Miss to the top.
There we go. The great Marchand Kenny, everybody. How'd the rest of the Sun Belt do? We're going to tell you about that. We're going to hear from the new USM quarterback as well. Stay with us.
Southern Miss to the top.
I want to thank Marchand Kenny for stepping in today and wish our good buddy Lee Roberts a quick recovery. A little medical procedure he underwent, but he'll be popping back here the next week or so. Yeah, and we're looking forward to having Lee back on the show. We'll have Marchand as well. Both of those guys, great guys. All right, Dima, before we get into the other part of the league play, of course, a lot of eyes were on Braylon Braxton. We, you and I and Kelly had the opportunity to meet him last week. Great kid, and I think going to be a really solid performer at quarterback to set us up on this.
Yeah, so, you know, Braylon really looked good. I mean, I think he was everything advertised. He made some play with his legs that, man, I just thought is going to be so big in Sun Belt play. 26 for 39, 199 yards passing, two touchdowns, that one interception. Only took one sack, which I thought was huge. He actually led the team in rushing, 12 attempts, 58 yards on the ground. So that's awesome, and that's obviously included with the sack that he took. So really 62 yards on the ground. Here was his thoughts after Saturday's game.
Some adversity today. Like Coach Huff said, we're not here for no moral wins. We wanted to go out there and we wanted to win the football game, but obviously we didn't. You know, it's a lot of things that we did good, a lot of things that we did bad, but honestly, you know, the things that we did good doesn't really matter in the long run. We just got to fix what we did bad and try to make it all good. So this is a great learning experience for the team, for the guys, for the new guys. You know, we got some guys out there that we're going to have to step up. We had some guys go down today, true freshman, Shane King, first catch in a college game. So, you know, we got some guys that's going to have to step up, some guys that's going to make plays, but I feel like we're more than ready for the opportunity and for the moment. So,
how impressed were you with the offensive line today?
Shout out to them boys up front. Shout out to them boys. They did that thing today. They over, I don't even know the word, my expectations. Like, they did their thing. Shout out to them boys. I owe them boys a meal. They did their thing. You know, there's a great group up there. Coach Coughlin had them right, had a great great understanding of what they were going to do up front. You know, they had their blitz looks down pack. You know, I think where I only got sacked once, probably was my fault too. So honestly, them boys did their thing. Honestly, it was not on them five for sure. They played great.
He agrees with you, and I think you're both right. I thought the guys on the O-line really held up well.
Yeah, and when you think about the guys on the O-line, and something I'm wondering about for the rest of the season is depth on the offensive line. I wanted to run through, Bob, the snap counts for the five starting offensive linemen. So the left tackle, Greg Nunnery, 44 snaps. In total, 77 offensive snaps. So he played almost more than half the game. Luke Rogers at left guard, only 37 snaps. He rotated in with Carlos Slayton, who came in. He played 40 snaps. The center, Broderick Roman, played all the snaps, 77. Right guard, Aloisi Maui, who I had a future story on, all the snaps, 77. Hayes Krill at the right tackle, 54 snaps. He subbed out with R.J. Whitehead. But in total, only eight offensive linemen. Mm-hmm. And you know how many Mississippi State played? 13.
13 offensive linemen.
Which is, I think, if I'm doing my math correctly, two full rotations.
Not to mention how many defensive linemen they played. Yeah.
So the depth is still a concern there, but I think when you watch what they did, I want to see more in the run game. Of course, it's a really good front, but I'm really, really happy to see where that big unit is at right now. Big improvement, no doubt.
All right, the league goes 7-8 in opening weekend. State, of course, beat Southern Miss. Fresno State, this surprised me a little bit, Dima, 42-14 over Georgia Southern. Mm. Here's the shocker. Rice beat Louisiana 14-12, and that was in Raging Cajun country. Mm-hmm. South Alabama beat Morgan State, whoever that is, 38-21. Texas State beat Eastern Michigan 52-27. Ole Miss shellacked Georgia State 63-7. Arkansas State beat Southeast Missouri 42-24. Monroe beat St. Francis, they should be ashamed, 29-0. Appalachian State beat Charlotte 34-11. Georgia squashed Marshall 45-7. Virginia beat Coastal badly 48-7. JMU beat Weber State 45-10. Indiana over Old Dominion 27-14. Probably a little closer there than people thought it might be. Troy beat Nichols 38-20. What jumps out at you, Demo?
Two games for that. The Troy game especially. I know the final score was 38-20. I think it was with 10 minutes to play, Nichols had the lead. They were up 20-17 over Troy, and then three straight touchdowns for Troy with the, like, 4 minutes to play. So Troy had to really battle against Nichols. They take the road at Clemson this week, so that's not going to be easy, of course. And then obviously the Louisiana game really surprised me, losing to Rice at home. Louisiana was the preseason favorite to win the Sun Belt. Them and James Madison, they were easily favored to win the West. When you look at the West, Bob, you know, Arkansas State had trouble against Southeastern Missouri State, only 42-24, giving up 24 points there. UL Monroe is what they are. You know, South Alabama looked pretty good, but not great. Texas State looked pretty good, not great. Troy did not look good. Louisiana lost. I mean, the West is really wide open for Southern Miss.
Anybody can win.
And then if you look at the East, only two teams in the East even won, which was App State and JMU. Everybody else lost. So the Sun Belt is pretty wide open. And I think Southern Miss fans knows that now the playing level is even for the Southern Miss football team.
Correct.
And if Braylon plays like he played, the offensive line play like they play, the defense can play a full game where they don't get tired. You're not going up against an SEC front. You have to really like their chances to win a lot of games this season.
I completely agree. Next week, Appalachian State plays Lindenwood.
I don't know who that is.
Lindenwood has a heck of a running game, I hear. Coastal plays Charleston Southern. Georgia Southern, pray for them, travels to USC. Ooh. Georgia State plays Memphis. JMU plays Louisville. That's a pretty interesting matchup. Marshall plays Missouri State. Old Dominion plays the North Carolina Central. Arkansas State, this will be ugly, at Arkansas.
In-state rivalry.
Yeah, okay. Until they kick it off, right? Louisiana will play McNeese State. Monroe will play. Are you ready?
Oh, boy.
Alabama.
Well, they didn't look too good last weekend.
But they're playing Monroe, and they're mad. South Alabama plays Tulane. That's an interesting matchup. Yeah, Texas State is at UTSA. That's a pretty good matchup there. Troy is at Clemson.
Oh, boy.
That'll be bad. And Southern Miss at Jackson State. Look, Southern Miss has lost 11 straight games, so I'm not overlooking anybody, but really an opportunity for the Golden Eagles to really – build team chemistry this week, get a lot of good reps in, and get some momentum and get this losing streak off their back before the Mountaineers come in. That's going to be exciting when
App
State
comes in. And I hope there's a big crowd for that game. Jackson State on the flip side, they've won 11 straight. They have not lost in a long time.
Is that right?
Yeah, 11 straight wins for Jackson State. Good football team. You know, Bob, I was telling everybody who I was talking to on the field, I was talking to like a Mississippi State writer, and I was just telling them how good it is for the state. You got Mississippi State in at the Rock, great crowd, and then the next week you get Jackson State in here, another good crowd, probably expected, you know, the Sonic Boom will be there, their band, of course, and then it's just going to be a great time. Expect Southern Miss to win. I haven't seen a spread come out yet, but I'd expect it to be, you know, 20-25 point spread. But yeah, next week's game, you don't want to overlook the Tigers, of course, because they're going to be coming in looking for upset minded. But yeah, next week's game is just so big for this team.
It's a reverse scenario almost.
Yeah, I think so.
The Southern Miss will have the strength, depth, and size advantage that they did not have this past weekend. The disparity continues, guys. I picked 10 games. The first 10 I found this morning between Power 5 and Group of 5 schools, and the combined score was 519-82. I mean, you know, the days, Dima, of beating those schools is all but over. But, you know, I look at it from a different perspective. I look at it from this perspective. If you want to watch really good competitive football, watch the Power 5 play one another, watch the Group of 5 play one another, and be happy that you have a Division I football team right here in Hattiesburg. Three great games to open the season for you to enjoy, and now that the Mississippi State thing is behind you, look forward to competing against teams, and I think Marchant Kenny's right, and I'm certainly not saying they're going to run the table.
No.
But they have the ability to win every game on the schedule.
Yeah, no doubt. I think they should be competitive in every single game. I wouldn't have said that last season, especially when you look at their tougher games, which I had labeled as really tough games, at Louisiana. I mean, you'd think they have a chance there, you know, with them losing to Rice. I don't think Georgia Southern is as good as we thought, you know, and they're going to be starting 0-2 now because they're not going to beat USC, of course. And, you know, if I'm thinking of all their hard road games, I think, you know, the other one was – I'm losing all their road games now, but you know they're going to be
at Clemson.
Yeah, so yeah. That's not going to be. Yeah, that's going to be a wash.
That's not going to be good.
No, so they're definitely going to be competitive in every game. You know, it's just going to come down to injuries. That's the only thing I wonder about. I know Kyron Heath, the tight end, he did leave the game in the first quarter or second quarter, did not come back. Charles Huff said today that he's day-to-day, so we'll see with that. So injuries play a big part. You got to keep your team healthy. You got to keep Braylon healthy. That's going to be huge. And the offensive line has to stay healthy for them to, you know, have a chance to win the Sun Belt.
Is it fair to say the biggest question now moving forward for the foreseeable future for the Golden Eagles is the quality of the depth on the offense and defensive line?
Yeah, I don't see necessarily as much of the defensive line as the offensive line. The defensive line played great. They were in the backfield so much, and they kept rotating in and out, and players kept getting in the backfield.
Good. All right, Dima's anxious to talk about soccer. We'll do that on the other side of the break.
Goal!
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans, TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better faster.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
Hey, I want to thank Forest Health. They remind you that keeping up with your favorite team is fun this time of the year. But the most important player on your team is you. Make sure you get an annual physical to be sure your health is as good as it can be. Forest Health can help with expert medical care closer to home. ForestHealth.org. Also, hello to our good buddies at D-Bat up on Hardy Street. Great place for baseball, softball training. And, of course, 4th Street Bar and Grill that I understand was rocking all weekend long with college football and guests from Starkville in town. They had a great weekend at 4th Street Bar and Grill. I'm sure they did at Forest Health as well. And we're really happy for them and thank them for their support. Don't forget about our podcast. You can hear it every day on Apple, Audible, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, YouTube, Alexa, or Siri as well. They'll play the Super Talk Eagle Hour for you. All right, Dima, soccer.
Yeah, so, Bob, this was a milestone moment as the press release
wrote that.
A milestone moment. The soccer team did score their first goal of the season, 5 games in. Do you want to know what the other team scored? UAB, 5 goals. So it was a 5-1 loss. So Southern Miss now is 0-5 on the season. And here's the other thing about the goal. It was a penalty kick. So obviously that was just the player and the goalie. So they actually didn't – I don't really count that as an actual goal, you know, like when you actually are playing the game. But that's just something
that's not a good start.
No, it's not. So Southern Miss will return home on Wednesday. They play Jackson State here at 4 p.m. So soccer is 0-5. They host – Jackson State. Volleyball also started this weekend, and they won on Friday, 3-0 against Lamar. They lost on Saturday, 3-1 against Northern Illinois. Then they won on Saturday in the doubleheader against Stetson, 3-0. So they're 2-1. They start again this Saturday at the Molly Howard Gerwig Memorial Tournament in Texas, or they'll have Bethune-Cookman, Houston Christian, St. Thomas University all on the schedule.
All right, good for them. Hey, want to welcome as well today a new sponsor. It is the official brewery of the Eagle Hour, and that is Southern Prohibition Brewery, a craft brewery right here in the heart of the South. SoPro, as they like to be called, is creating excellent craft beer for the Southeast to call its own. A proud supporter of Southern Miss with their signature USM beers, Southern Skies and Gold Rush. SoPro will always say Southern Miss to the top. We always love welcoming new members of the Super Talk family and the Eagle Hour family. And also want to thank MCS Home Center for all they do, home repair, home remodeling, home construction, everything you need for your next project, home, lawn, or garden is available at MCS Home Center in Bellevue. We had a great time out there last week. Looking forward to this Friday, Dima. We're going to be back on the road. Century First Federal Credit Union. And, you know, they're located on Hardy Street. And just a personal opinion here, I think the 5,000 billboards that are in Hattiesburg are sometimes an eyesore. This new building that they've built on Hardy Street is a beautiful addition to the community. And we're going to be looking forward to helping break in the new building down at Century First Federal Credit Union this Friday. Big supporters of the Golden Eagles. All right, so Dima, one's in the book.
Yeah.
I think all of us, and we had a lot of private discussions about all this, obviously about football. I don't think we were surprised at the outcome, really. Saturday, I think we all anticipate the next outcome will be much better. We're going to break this losing streak Saturday. And then, man, I'm already looking to a week from Saturday. I think that's going to be one of the biggest games. I know it's going to sound strange. One of the biggest games the Golden Eagle football team has played in several years.
Yeah, you know, last season it was a very similar situation. You played Kentucky, you were home against, I think it was Southeastern Louisiana, and then you played that home game against South Florida. And we all said that last year that that was a huge game, and they got blown out, 49-24. That's when the fan base started, you know, jumping ship. And then the next week they just got drubbed by Jacksonville State, and then the season was just gone. Now, I don't think that would happen if they lost App State, you know, next weekend. But if they were to win, lose that game, I do think some of the fan base is going to be like, all right, you know, it's hopeless. Yeah. So that can't happen this season for them to gain confidence because they got another tough game after the App State game on the road to Louisiana Tech.
And App State did look pretty good this weekend.
They did.
Their quarterback looked really good.
Yes, they beat Charlotte pretty well. That's going to be a big game.
Yeah, going to be fun. So if you haven't bought your tickets, buy them now for this weekend. Should be a great environment this weekend. And Dima, you'll be at Media Day tomorrow, and I think you're going to find a lot of optimism.
Yeah, it'll be good to talk to Huff and after he's watched the film and getting to, you know, see what he thought was good. Obviously, there was a lot to fix. Want to ask him a little bit about what he thought about the offensive line after he saw them the tape, and also the running backs. I think that that's one area where I hope to see improvement this weekend against Jackson State. Both of the running backs just really didn't have much penetration, and I think they did miss some holes because I don't think the holes weren't there.
I do agree with you. That looked a little lacking, the play of the running backs. Mm-hmm. But it's game one.
Yeah.
And they were playing against, I hate to keep beating a dead horse, but a much bigger, more physical football team. And so now we know the results. But that's behind us. Time to move forward. Jackson State next. All right, Dima will be getting some good sound for us. We're going to hear from Dima. We're going to connect with Dima on the show tomorrow right after the media day and get a firsthand report. Mm-hmm. So, this is the place to stay here in your newspaper, of course.
Yes, Pine Belt News. Come follow us along. You can read my horrible writing. And HubCitySpokes.com. I just came up with a story today talking about why Huff is the right man for the job despite the loss.
There we go. Read it. He's our man, Dima Mixon. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll be back tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Southern Miss to the top.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.